Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
By ntprt.org. We encourage you to visit our website at www.ntprt.org. We have message boards, we have commentaries, we have lots of fun things on our website. Today I want to talk about some urban legends in this podcast. Urban legends are always fun. Some of them are fact, some of them are all fiction, some of them are a little bit of a mix of both, fact and fiction. One of them that's in particular of interest that I have always found on the web and in the media to be one that's been mixed with both fiction and fact has been the little ghost boy in the window and three men and a little baby. But this was the movie Three Men and a Little Lady was the second one. Three Men and a Little Baby's the first one. The facts are on this one. If you go to snoops.com, you can find some things. If you Google it, it will bring up hundreds of pages on this urban legend. One of the facts is that the studio did rent a house, and the house that they rented, in fact, a little boy did die in that house. That fact has never been disputed. They have always found that that is true. But one of the other things that they did find that I felt was really interesting, and this only came out after all of it came out about finding the ghost. There it is in the picture. It's there in the window. And then all the rumors started coming out that it was a little boy that had been murdered there. And then it was a child predator killed the little boy, and he was haunting the house and everything like that. Then it came out that the mother saw the child in the movie, and she freaked out and had to go into an insane asylum. I can't find anything anywhere that proves that to be true at all. If you find out where that is, an article or anything that's written up on that, where she did go insane and you have proof of that, please email me that article. I would love to see it. Some of the other things were that the mother who saw her child, who was dead, and these were his burial clothes, and she freaked out in the movie house again. She also sued the movie company. I can't find anything on the lawsuit or anything like that. So here again, if you find anything showing that she did sue them and that there was a lawsuit, email me, please. I would love to read it. One of the things that did come out several months after everybody started posting this and everybody started saying, there's a ghost in there, there's a ghost in there, it did generate a lot of people wanting to see this movie. So I don't think that really hurt their sales or hurt their rentals in any way at all. But what did come out is everybody said, it's not a ghost. What it is it's a stand-up cardboard cutout that is used for the advertising displays. It was actually a cutout that was supposed to be used in one of the deleted scenes, although I've never seen the deleted scene, and nowhere on any of the videos have they ever shown this supposed deleted scene. You know how they show deleted scenes. And they said the creators of the show said that it was a stand-up scene. They put it back in the curtain as a holding spot because it was just left there. And they didn't edit this part out of the film. So this is one of those things where I would like to believe what the producers are saying. Why would they lie about that? Having a ghost in your film is only going to bring more publicity to it. It's only going to make people want to see it all that much more. So I really don't see why they would come up with a fabrication that is so mundane and so boring as to say, oh, well, really, it's not a ghost. What it is it's a stand-up cutout that was going to be used in a scene, and the scene that it was used in was cut out, so it's just left behind there, and we didn't think anything about reshooting that scene because it wasn't really mattered. I had to have it pointed out to me because I didn't initially see it at first until my daughter froze the scene and she said, look, right here. So I had to be shown, and I'm sure there were a lot of other people that had to be shown where the ghost was too. I tend to agree with the editors of the film. It's something that's not going to jump out at you and say, boo, here I am. So I don't see why they would have reshot the scene just for one prop that was there. So if you go to Snoops.com, you'll find that, yes, they do tell you a little boy did die in the house, but they don't give any origins to how he died. Nowhere can I find how he died either. So that's going to be interesting. I'm still going to be researching it, still looking it up in my spare time, and trying to find out if I can find some more on it. Otherwise, this has been pretty interesting looking it up so far, and this is something that I would like to add to our page and maybe add some more podcasts. If you can think of some urban legends that you've heard of that have been dispelled or have not been dispelled, please leave comment on this audio podcast, and I would love to hear them. Hope you enjoyed this edition of our podcast from NTPRT. We hope to bring you some more, and have a good week, folks.